And we are back this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell as we take you through the fastest 2 hours in radio. And our Big Ten bowl game recap continues with Husker Great and our weekly Under the Helmet segment with Jason Peter. And Jason, how about your Cornhuskers? They certainly did impress. I have to say, I was one of those doubters. I didn't think they'd take care of business against Georgia. And they come away with a win 24-19. How do you sum it up?
Well, I'm happy for the seniors that they were able to go out with a victory. There's a lot of talk around these parts about Nebraska being able to get to 9 wins again and them being kind of one of 3 programs maybe in the last 5-6 years that have been able to win 9 games. And, it's hard. It really is, when you look at some of these bowl games, especially with, the reputation that the Big Ten has. Not to take anything away from Nebraska. Nebraska has had their fair share of injuries as well, but Georgia, was really, really banged up. I don't know the number of starters that they've lost for the season or that didn't play in that game, but there were quite a few. Nebraska ultimately won the turnover battle. For the first time and seems like forever, that ultimately helped them in other areas where they fell short. I don't think you watched that game and said, golly, Nebraska just dominated them from the start to finish. I think you had 2 average teams that were playing, and ultimately Nebraska did the things that they needed to do to win. And that's the thing I think that I take from that game as compared to something when you watch them throughout this year and really in most games since Bo Pelini has been here, they haven't been able to do the things that they needed to do in order to ultimately win the game against a team that has at least equal, talent on the other side of the ball. When you look at the 9 wins, they all come against teams that, when you look at the schedule, you'd say Nebraska should definitely win that game. There was nobody that was a top 5, top 10 team, that they beat. And, I couldn't tell you the number of top 25 victories that they've had since Bo has been here. It's certainly not many. But I think at least with this Georgia game, it's an SEC team. I don't know if they were motivated to play against a middle of the pack Big Ten team, but Georgia doesn't have, I don't think, that credibility to not be interested in a team like Nebraska. They're not Alabama. They play in the SEC, which in my eyes, a lot of people are saying after this Nebraska win that the separation between conferences, like people think, maybe it's much closer, the gap, than what we think. And for me, when I hear stuff like that, I it's laughable. These ball games ultimately don't mean anything. You could have a bunch of kids on Georgia's roster or Nebraska's roster that are just thinking about either next year or maybe they're thinking about whether they're going to turn pro or not. I think you have to judge these games more about, I think it's in the beginning of the season, if you had a matchup like this where you could really, I think, tell how you compare to another team, mm-hmm. or another conference, in terms of this whole conference debate. I just think that a lot of times these kids, their minds aren't right, I think, for these bowl games, unless they're playing in a big BCS game or a national championship game. And that's just the truth. And I know from my own personal experience that the 1 year we didn't play for a national championship in 1996, we played Virginia Tech, but knowing that we weren't playing for a national championship, it was a different feeling in practices leading up to the bowl game, And you're talking about an established team at that point. You know, it was more of a loosey-goosey sort of attitude.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't maybe as focused as when we were playing for a national championship. So I know kind of the mindset of some of these kids. But I know I'm dragging on here. I'm glad that Nebraska got the win. They needed a victory over a team that at least has some name recognition.
It was a solid win against an SEC opponent. My question to you is, as one of the all-time greats that's been a part of this program, do you have mixed emotions in terms of the direction that in the course that you guys are headed into next year? Because obviously they're not going to make any changes. And Jay, we got about 30 seconds.
I do. There's a lot being made about Tommy Armstrong, the redshirt freshman, and this command that he has of the offense. I don't
that 99-yard touchdown pass.
I know. I know he's a freshman. I don't know if this is his job for sure. There's a young guy by the name of Johnny Stanton from California who's very highly regarded. I think it's going to be a major quarterback battle, but obviously it's a much more enjoyable off season when you end the season with a victory than when you do it with a loss.
We've been going one-on-one with Jason Peter, Husker Great, with our weekly Under the Helmet segment, breaking down all the games in the Big Ten Conference. And Jay, next week I promise we're going to get into some Johnny Manziel. Here's Johnny. He certainly was impressive, such a dynamic player, and unlike anything that we have seen in quite some time. So Jason, have a great rest of your weekend, all right?
Thanks for having me. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. And to all of our guests that have joined us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio and the Big E Sports Show, Tubby Smith, Texas Tech head men's basketball coach, Rodney Fisher with RF Sports, Adam Kimmelman, the deputy managing editor with NHL.com, and Steve Habel with Horns Illustrated. A reminder to all of you, don't drink and drive. Join us every Friday night from 8 to 10 Eastern Time at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, and join us online at E Radio Sports. We will see you next Friday night.